麦昆特之音植物园迎亲。今天是2020年7月17日，我们荣幸的邀请到了圣开昌的斯瓦米为我们讲解圣典博加梵歌，敬请聆听。哈雷克什纳。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Bhava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Namunaki Rabunacha Namunaki Rabunacha Jaluradha Madhava Jambihari Jaluradha Madhava Jambihari Gopi Jana Bhava Giribharada Gopi Jana Bhava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamunati Ravanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jaya
Jaya.
We're on chapter 11. And is it what verse?
11. I don't know, sorry.
50节.
50, yeah. 50, wow. You're moving right along. That's Wuxi. Wuxi.
Yes, certainly said yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, verse 50.
博加梵歌第十一章宇宙形体诗节五十。
Sanjaya Vacha Yeti Arjunam Vasudeva. I'll just read it a few times. Itti ityarjunam vasudeva stotva svakam rupam darshayam asabhuya asvasayam asachabhitamenam bhutva punak saumya vapur mahatma Sanjaya vacha ityarjunam vasudeva stotva Svakam rupam darshayam asabhuya Ashvasyam asachabhitamenam Utva punak somya apur mahatma. Someone else want to say it?
有人想读一下吗？三千二八叉Ityarjunam Vasudeva Stotva Svakam Rupam Darshayam Masabhuya Ashpasayama Sachabuddhitam Enam Bhutva Punar Saumyavapumahatma.
Good. Babu. Now, okay. Word for word. Sanjaya Vacha.
Sanjaya said. Sanjaya shuo.
Iti das.
Ru si.
Arjuna. Unto Arjuna.
Dang Arjuna.
Vasudeva. Krishna.
Krishna.
Tata. In that way.
Na yang.
Uktva. Speaking.
Shuo wan.
Swakam. His own.
Ha zi ji de.
Rupam. Rupam, form.
Xingti.
Darshayan. Answer. Showed.
Zanshi.
Booyah, again.
再次.
Ashvasyam, asa, encouraged.
鼓励.
Cha, also.
也.
Be dumb, fearful.
恐惧的.
Enam, him.
他.
Bhutva, becoming.
变成.
Puna, again.
再次.
Soumyavapu, the beautiful form.
俊美形象.
Mahatma, the great one.
伟大者.
Translation. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real forearm form and at last showed his two-arm form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna.
一文, 桑加亚对Dhritarashtra说, 至尊人格神手 Krishna 对Arjuna说罢这些, 便展示了他真正的四臂形象, 最后又展示了他的两臂形象, 以鼓励惊恐失色的Arjuna。
Yautsu. When Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, he first of all appeared as four-armed Narayan. But when he was requested by his parents, he transformed himself into an ordinary child in appearance. Similarly, Krishna knew that Arjuna was not interested in seeing the four-armed form. But since Arjuna had asked to see the forearm form, Krishna also showed him this form again, and then showed himself in his two-arm form. The word Soumyavapu is very significant. Soumyavapu is a very beautiful form. It is known as the most beautiful form. When he was present, Everyone was attracted simply by Krishna's form. And because Krishna is the director of the universe, he just banished the fear of Arjuna, his devotee, and showed him again his beautiful form of Krishna. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Preman Jana Chudita Bhakti Vivochanena. Only a person whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of love can see the beautiful form of Sri Krishna.
当 Krishna 显现为 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的儿子时，他最先显现为四臂的 Narayana， 但在父母的要求下，他又变成了看似普通孩子的模样。同样 ，Krishna 知道 Arjuna 对四臂形体不会有太多兴趣，但既然 Arjuna 要求了，他也就再次以此形象显示给 Arjuna。然后又显现为两臂形体，梵文 Soumya Vapu 一词很有意义。Soumya Vapu 是一个非常美妙的形体，而此形体为最美妙的形体。当 Krishna 显现时，人人为他的形体倾倒，而且因为 Krishna 是宇宙的指导者，为了消除他奉献者 Arjuna 的恐惧，便再次显现了 Krishna 这一美丽的形体。Brahma Samhita 上有言 Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena， 只有双眼涂上了爱的油膏的人才能看到圣主 Krishna 的奇妙之形象。 Finish。
Good. Prabhupada's purports Kidra. Without them, we would be lost.
有了圣帕帕要旨，我们就不会迷失了。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Ganajana Shalakaya Chakshura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swaparantam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana, Sahita, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shri Radha, Krishna Padam, Sahagana, Lalita, Shri Vishakhan, Vitamscha, Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swamini Iti Namane, Namaste Sarasati Deve,Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desatane. Anshakapa Trubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhya Vichara Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Mo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namah, Gora Trishe Namaha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Kriya. So, just to mention in that prayer, we say Karuna Sindhu. That's a name for Krishna. It's a very nice name.
在这个祷文当中 ，Karuna Sindhu 是 Krishna 一个美妙的名字。
That's one we should remember.
这个名字我们应该牢记。
It means an ocean of mercy.
它的字面意思是仁慈之洋。
The ocean is unlimited. You know, we can't imagine how much water is in the ocean.
我们可以想这个海洋它是多么浩瀚无垠。
So we can never know how much mercy is in Krishna.
所以 Krishna 的仁慈是无法想象的。
The ocean does many things, and sometimes it's rough, sometimes it floods, but Krishna sometimes makes things difficult for us to make us strong.
在海洋当中，有的时候就有潮汐、潮涨、潮落，有的时候也有波、惊涛骇浪，这些困难都是为了让我们变得更加强壮。
So we're just carrying on now. Here's it. It says Arjuna was fearful, but his fear was not for his own life or something. He was seeing that form of Krishna. He was bewildered and thinking, you know, how can I relate to this? And maybe I've made mistakes. And, you know, because he loved Krishna and he couldn't love this universal form.He felt lost and bewildered.
Arjuna, 他之所以心生恐惧，并不是为他自己的性命而担忧，而是因为他困惑该怎么跟宇宙形体联系在一起。他害怕犯错误，他由于爱 Krishna， 他并不是真的爱这个宇宙形体，所以他感到困惑迷茫。
So Prabhupada mentions in the purport how when Krishna first appeared to Vasudeva and Devaki, he appeared as four-armed also.
是吗？
He didn't take birth as a baby. He didn't appear as a baby, he appeared as a four-armed Vishnu.
当 Krishna 显现为 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的儿子时，他最先显现的并不是一个小婴儿的形象，而是四臂的 Narayan 的形象。
And then they just forgot about being parents and they started worshiping on reverence.
Vasudeva 和 Devaki 忘记了作为父母、父母的身份，就开始以敬畏之情崇拜 Krishna.
Then.She said, no, please take this baby form again. She wanted a baby.
然后 Devaki 就恳求 Krishna, 请求你再次恢复变成你的小婴儿的形象，因为 Devaki 是想要一个孩子。
They were covered by Yogamaya, so she was still thinking that Kamsa would kill Krishna even when she saw this Vishnu form.
在 Yoga Maya 的覆盖之下 Devaki 还在担心 Kamsa 会杀死 Krishna, 即便他已经看到了他的 Vishnu 的形象。
And she was thinking the baby, she could hide the baby, maybe Kamsa wouldn't find it. It's a mother.Bewildered in love.
由于被母爱所困惑，所以他就希望把这个婴儿给藏起来，以免被康瑟杀害。
But then Krishna, even as a baby, he made all these arrangements that everyone fell asleep and the locks all fell apart, and he could go to Gokula.
但是 Krishna 虽然他是一个婴儿的形象，他仍然做出了安排，所有的警卫都熟睡了，所有的这个锁链也都掉下来了，这样他的父亲可以把他带到佛窟了。
So the forearm form, that's Vishnu, it's actually Krishna, but not fully. There's four special qualities that Krishna has. Narayan doesn't have.
四臂的、嗯、这个四臂的形象是 Vishnu 的形象。Krishna 他拥有四项特殊的品质，是主 Narayana 所不具备的。
But it's also said that on the battlefield and in Dwarka, sometimes Krishna would show four arms, sometimes two arms.
但是据说在战场上 ，Krishna 有的时候会展示两臂形象，有的时候展示的四臂形象。
But the two-arm form is the original, Govinda Madhi Krishna.
但 Krishna 的两臂形体是最原初的形体 ，Govinda Madhi Krishna Tamaham Bhajami.
And that's what Lord Chaitanya was teaching us to worship, to love.
这是主主柴他那样对我们的。
Gopinanda, Madan Gopal, all these deities and all these names we know, they're all the two-armed.
主柴丹尼亚教导我们的是、教导了我们像 Gopal 的 Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan 这些神像全是两臂的原初形象
And those two arm forms are、those names are primary names Krishna Govinda Gopal
而两臂形象的两臂主的二臂形象
All the other forms are complete in this two-arm form of Krishna
主的两臂形象它是最完整的形象像 Krishna Govinda Gopinath这是主的最主要的名字，首要名字。
So that's very difficult for common people to understand. They think, you know, he looks like an ordinary person.
普通人很难理解，因为 Krishna 看上去跟普通人没有什么差别。
Vishnu, even with, you know, all decorations and holding weapons, and sometimes, you know,People can feel something that this might be God, but the common man, when they see this two-armed boy, it's so beautiful, and it's very hard to think, how can that be the supreme, all-powerful, unlimited being?
Vishnu, Vishnu, 他还就是全身上下用珠宝装饰自己，而且四只手拿着武器。而人普通人也许还会想哦这是神但是一个两臂的小男孩普通人很难理解这是至尊的无穷无尽的绝对的人格
But that's Krishna He's just inconceivable Achinchya
这就是 Krishna 他是不可思议的
You know, creative writers and poets, and they've made up throughout history so many heroes and mythological heroes in all different countries, but no one ever did anything close to Krishna.
纵观世界历史，有无数的这些诗人、哲人。他们就创造了一些神话的人物，但是这些人物都没法跟 Krishna 媲美。
If we want to know about Krishna, we have to hear from Krishna.
如果我们想要理解 Krishna, 就必须聆听。
Or from those who have heard from Krishna. It's all right.
聆听那些就是已经聆听过的那阿查亚们。
So Krishna kindly comes again and again in many different incarnations to inform us about himself.
Krishna 仁慈的以各种化身 一而再再而三的降临，就是为了告诉我们有关他自己的事情。
And he sends many different representatives to give knowledge. Not always directly knowledge of Krishna, because it depends on the audience, but knowledge of, you know, understanding the material world, understanding we're not this body, understanding karma. He comes in many different ways and empowers different people to teach that.
So, Krishna, 他会派遣他的代表来传授关于他的知识。有的时候，并不是直接的 并不是直接来，这也依赖于听众，看听众是什么样的听众，来教导到人们，他们不是他们物质躯体的知识。有关于 karma 因果的知识，这些是由他授权的代表所传授的。
But when he comes as Krishna, and he brings his entire entourage, his Goloka, and he brings all his sweetest pastimes. That's the most wonderful thing.
而他 Krishna 身份降临的时候呢？他把他所有的随行人员把狗哭了也一起带来了，这是他最甜美的地方。
And even Lord Brahma got bewildered at one point. This little boy, he knew Krishna, because he talks about Govinda, but evidently he'd been revealed a more grown up form of Krishna. So when Krishna was just being a six-year-old child or something, Rama was thinking, wait a minute, how can this be the reborn? So he wanted to test. And Indra got really bewildered, thinking.
So, 主 Brahma 就想考验一下，测试一下。而主 Indra 他是真正的受到完全困惑了。
A little different because Indra was envious. He wanted his puja and Krishna stopped it. So he was angry. Brahma was just bewildered.Curious.
但是 Indra 和 Brahma 还不一样， Brahma 是嫉妒 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 停止了对他的扑杀，而主 Brahma 他是困惑，他感到好奇。
But whatever it is, like we're chanting Krishna, we want Krishna, we want this. This is what Lord Chaitanya gave and Krishna.He was always worshiping Krishna. Saw Krishna everywhere.
但是无论如何，我们是唱诵了 Krishna 的名字，我们希望获得 Krishna。主柴丹尼亚对前来的教导，他教导人们要崇拜 Krishna， 要在万事万物当中看到 Krishna。
So that's Narada when Vyasadeva was feeling like why I'm not fully satisfied even though he'd written all the Vedas, and Mahabharata, and Puranas and all these things.
所以当 Vyasadeva 他撰写了所有的伟大经 Mahabharata, Purana 往事书之后，他仍然没有感到心满意足。这时候拿的目的就来见他了。
And in all those things, Krishna is there, but Narada told him, you've put too many other things, the fruit of activities and yagyas and glorifying the demigods. So this is, you're misleading people and you fail to properly glorify Krishna.
Narada Muni 告诉他 就虽然 Krishna 在那里，但是呢，你在你经典当中，用了大量篇幅涉及到了果报活动、Dhyana思辨，还有对拜神的崇拜，这一切都是误导着人们。你没有完全充分的荣耀 Krishna。
The best day being an incarnation of Krishna, and empowered, and of course, extremely intelligent, he understood. So then he made the Srimad Bhagavatam. It only glorifies bhakti and service to the Supreme Lord.
Vyasadeva 身为 Krishna 的化身，他是授权的，所以他非常有智慧，他立刻就明白了。圣典博迦瓦团应该荣耀 Bhakti 爱，荣耀奉献服务。
So he describes all the different main incarnations, but only to help lead us up to the original Krishna, the source of truth.
所以他即便他讲述的主的诸多化身，但是所有这些篇幅都为了导向最原始的万源之源 Krishna.
Because to appreciate Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, we have to understand, you know, what is Krishna? Who is Krishna?
为了欣赏到 Vrindavan 的 Krishna, 我们必须理解 Krishna 到底是谁。
So it's described Soumya Vapu, very beautiful form. Vapu means form.
Soumya Vapu, 非常俊美的形象。Vapu 意思是形象。
Just like we talk about the Guru, we have Vapu and Vani.
当我们谈到 Guru 的时候，就有 Vani 和 Vapu。
So the form and the words, the teaching.
有 Guru 的形象，还有 Vani 有他的教导。
So most important is the Vani teaching.
但是更为重要的是Vani 教导。
Because Vani is everywhere, available all the time. The form can't be available, even when the Guru is manifest, can't be everywhere at the same time. Can't be with all the disciples at the same time.
因为 Vani 它可以在所有时间，在每一个地方都存在着，但是 Guru 的 Vapu 不可能和每一个门徒待在一起。
Vapu appears and disappears, but the Vani is eternal.
Vapu 显现又消失，而 Vani 是永恒的。
But Krishna's Vapu is always there, but we can't always see it either. He has to reveal himself.
Krishna 的 Vapu 虽然在那里，但是我们看不到。Krishna 必须揭示他自己。
But in Kali Yuga, especially, the incarnation is a holy name.
在卡利年代，主的化身，主以圣名的形象化身前来。以 Mahamantra 的化身
and the deities Krishna by Prabhupada's arrangement, deities of Krishna appearing all over the world, temples.
And 并且在卡利年代呢，主他也以一体神像的形式在那里。由于帕帕的仁慈，在全球各地的庙宇都有神像。
And pictures of Krishna.
还 有 Krishna 的图片。
And Bhagavad Gita, which is kind of different. Krishna's Vani. We want to see this. Bhagavad Gita's Vani. We want to hear it. Holy name. We want to hear it. Bhagavad Gita. So devotees, you know, we want to remember Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan because those are the most wonderful. That's the original, that's the topmost goal of life.
奉献者希望记忆文Krishna的文达文的逍遥时光, 因为那是最原始的, 是最高的生命目标。
I was watching last night Jagatarini Dasi, that's the wife of Borijan.
Borijan Prabhu的妻子, Jagatarini的一段视频。
So she has great love for Vrindavan. She lived there for a long time. So she has made, I remember seeing her when she was first starting. Little, you know, dioramas where you get, but the people and the cows, everything is very small.
他们有一个就是微缩的景观, Vrindavan的微缩景观, 都有小的那些小的人物。
She collected these things, and so she's made a whole, you know, an exhibition of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Govardhan Hill, and, you know, the cowherd boys, and the gopis, and so many different pastimes of different demons. Each one is not so big, but it has the whole thing. And many people are coming to see that. So this way people are getting more attracted to Krishna and Vrindavan.
So he collected a lot. He showed Krishna in Vrindavan's消失光, there are golden山, 牧牛童, gopi, 就这些, 许多人最被吸引来。
And Prabhupada, you know, he was very determined to have pictures of all of Krishna's pastimes.
Prabhupada 下定了决心，就展示出 Krishna 的在所有的消时光的图片。
In the original Krishna book, he had a picture for every Leela.
In 最原始的那 Krishna 快乐的泉源这本书当中，有 Krishna 所有消失光的图片。
So, you know, anybody, even children, they can't read, but they see the picture and they learn about Krishna.
即便小孩子看了这些图片，也可以对 Krishna 略知一二。
So that's what Arjuna wanted to see, that Krishna. Two arms.
Arjuna 现在就想看到 Krishna 的这一个两臂的形象。
And Prabhupada quotes from Samhita, famous line, Premanjana Chudita Bhakti Milochanina. When the eyes are smeared with the ointment of love, like sometimes we have something we put on the eyes if the eyes are hurting. We want to put the prema anjana. Anjana means the ointment. That's why they put that black and the sunlight doesn't bother you as much. But we want this prema anjana, the love of Krishna. Then you can really see Krishna.
Oh, 有的我们看到这有的人在眼睛上涂了那个眼膏，他们是有特殊目的，但是我们希望涂这个爱的那个眼膏，涂上爱的眼膏，这样能看到 Krishna。
Arjuna loves Krishna. That's why he was not happy seeing his universe form because he couldn't love that form.
Arjuna 非常爱 Krishna, 所以他并不是对于宇宙形象非常钟爱，因为你没法爱宇宙形象。
But Krishna showed it because Arjuna was worried that this whole battle was his fault.Yudhishthira felt the same way. You know, they were soft-hearted devotees, actually, even though they were such powerful kshatriyas. So they were thinking, you know, because I want to be the king, and this is why we're going to have to kill so many people, and this is not good. So Krishna showed them, don't worry, it's not your bit. It's my will, it's already happened. You don't have to worry.
Krishna 之所以展示宇宙形体，是因为当时阿朱呢他很担心，Yudhishthira 大军他也担心，虽然就是这个战争是不是不好，但所以 Krishna 展示宇宙形体就表明，你不用害怕，这一切是我的意志。
It had to happen because it's the nature of the material world. It's Krishna's arrangement.He wanted the Pandavas to be the kings because that's good for the world.
这是物质世界的本质，就 Krishna 就安排，他希望他那个五兄弟他们统治王国，这对世界是有好处的。
So the beauty of Krishna in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole chapter.Lord Chaitanya teaching Sanatana Goswami, entitled The Beauty of Krishna.
在 Chaitanya 有 Charitamrita 这部书当中有整整一章是主 Chaitanya 对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导，描述了 Krishna 的美丽。
And how this beauty of Krishna is so wonderful, even a drop of this beauty can conquer, you know, Of course, any woman becomes completely enamored.
Krishna 的美丽，即便是一滴，也征服了所有的妇女，她们都受到 Krishna 的迷恋。
And even Kamsa, when he jumped in the lake, it made such a disturbance, even though Krishna was so small.It was like a huge mountain went in or something. Waves were really big and it was really disturbing the whole lake. So Kaliya came up from the bottom to see what's going on here.
就在 Krishna 杀死就驱逐卡利亚时那消失光当中， Krishna 他是一个小男孩，他跳到湖水当中，然后卡利亚时他有那么多的头棚，是非常巨大的形象，然后当时整个湖水都被骚动了。
And when he saw Krishna so beautiful, he was bewildered for a while. He couldn't think, he just was stunned by the beauty of Krishna.
当卡利亚蛇看到 Krishna 的美丽的形象，他自己也感到困惑了，他立刻就惊得目瞪口呆。
Then Krishna let him forget that, and Kaliya tried to attack Krishna.
然后 Krishna 就让他忘掉，马上卡利亚蛇就开始攻击 Krishna。
So even any incarnation, Krishna is always beautiful.
无论是哪一个化身 ，Krishna 都是非常俊美的。
Even in Varaha, normally we don't think of a pig or being beautiful.
甚至 Varaha 的化身， 一般当我们联想到一头雄猪的时候，不会有一个美丽的景象。
Especially those wild boar like Brahma with big fangs, you know. But Brahma, the first description is so beautiful, glowing. Everybody was overwhelmed, all the demigods, everybody, by the beauty. That's Krishna, glowing beautiful.
特别是野猪，野猪他们还长着獠牙，但是瓦拉哈的形象，他们征服了他的美，征服了所有的半神人，他浑身放着熠熠光彩。
Ramchandra was so beautiful, and
Ramchandra
So beautiful, everybody just totally stunned to see him.
So Ramachandra, he is so beautiful, so beautiful, every person who sees him is so beautiful.
Brahmadev was so beautiful, Bali just bowed down and gave him everything.
说的诸如化身瓦玛纳 Dave， 他是这么的可爱美丽，阿里玛尔一见到他立刻开始顶拜。
The Mohini Murti was so beautiful that the demons even they just gave up their idea, they wanted to give everything to this beautiful woman.
觉得某黑女母体形象被恶魔见到之后，就想放弃一切，把一切都献给这面前这位美女。
But the beauty of Krishna, the Gopal, is unlimitedly more than any of these other incarnations.
但是 Krishna 的 Gopal 的形象比所有上述的化身的美就都超过了无数倍。
And there's so many beautiful things in the material world we think are beautiful. They're all temporary.
物质世界的一切美丽都是短暂的。
And they won't give us unlimited satisfaction.
不能给我们无穷无尽的满足。
People are climbing mountains, they're going all over the world, they're diving under the ocean to look at the beautiful things that Krishna has created.
人们上天入地，爬到最高的山峰上，或者是潜到最低的海里，就是为了一览这世界的美丽。
But they don't think about Krishna, who created this beauty. And Krishna says,Of all the beautiful, amazing things in the universe, what to speak of this little planet, it's just a tiny spark of Krishna's splendor.
但这些人他们从来不想是 Krishna 创造的这些美丽。这个宇宙上下的美丽更是色彩缤纷，更何况我们这个小星球呢，就 Krishna 说这一切都是他的辉煌的一闪。
Like we have a fire, the little sparks come off, and the sparks look beautiful, but they go, they're finished.
在一熊熊大火会迸发出火星，这些火星非常的美丽。
So, but the fire is much more beautiful, bigger. The beautiful golden mountain, and the most beautiful ocean, and sunset, and sunrise, beautiful person, is just a little spark compared to Krishna. It's a sample.
还有所有这些美丽的景象，它们就像这个一团大火， 迸发出的小火星一样，而 Krishna 是最原始的模型。
So we want to learn to understand Bhagavad Gita the way Arjuna understood it.
我们希望像 Arjuna 理解《薄伽梵歌》那样学习《薄伽梵歌》。
Accept Krishna whatever you say.
Krishna 所说的话都全盘接受。
So Arjuna in the universal form, he was seeing the entire material energy with all its destruction and creation and death, and he was seeing all at once. So he didn't want to see it anymore, he just wanted to see Krishna.
阿朱那见证了目睹了整个的物质能量一切的创造毁灭包括死亡 Krishna, 阿朱那现在不想再看了他只想看 Krishna
So we should be like that that we have seen enough of the material world we've heard enough about all the wars and all the pollution and all the corruption and all the diseases and you know, we should think I don't want to meditate on this no oneI want to just chant the holy name. I want to hear Shrimad. We should understand that there's nothing to be gained from studying the material energy anymore. We've already been given the mercy of Krishna.
We 应该想哦，我们听到太多的这些战争，所有的污染，环境污染。腐败，还有这些疾病，这一切已经听够了。现在我要听 Krishna， 要唱诵圣名，聆听薄伽瓦坛。这一切物质的能量已经够了。我通过现在就我们想要 Krishna 的仁慈。
You know we've read enough books and newspapers and seen enough movies and heard enough songs that we've never been satisfied.So let's just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
我们读了太多的这个世俗的书籍，看了太多的世俗的电影，听了太多世俗的歌曲，这一切都不能带给我们心灵的满足。但我们只想唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, wake up, sleeping soul. This dream world, you had enough of it. Let's go, you know, beg for the holy name. Medicine will solve all the problems.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他的诗歌当中写道，醒来吧，沉睡的灵魂，你们已经一直在那里做梦。现在，恳求得到这个圣名。它能解决一切的问题。
All right, thank you very much, 谢谢。So, Rong Yao, All right, any questions? There's always questions.
谢谢了，我们看一下。第一个问题，若真者发布，感谢马尔大师，感谢翻译主持。爱美之心，人皆有之。Krishna 最美，想看只是自己看 Krishna 的美丽，是不是奉爱服务啊？把 Krishna 的美丽介绍给更多人看，比自己看 Krishna 的美丽是不是更好？爱服务是否比只是看 Krishna 的美丽更好？换言之，服务 Krishna 是否更好？即使看不到 Krishna 美丽，即使与 Krishna 分离，只要与 Krishna 就是最崇高的。Thank you, Mara, for your lecture. Everybody loves beauty. Krishna is the most beautiful person. Is it that, that we see Krishna's beauty is also devotional service? And when we introduce Krishna's beauty to others, it's better than we see Krishna's beauty by ourselves alone. And is it the bhakti devotional service is better than only seeing Krishna's beauty? In other words, is it that service to Lord Krishna is the best? Even if we cannot see Krishna, that the separation from Krishna is the most highest devotional service if we have love for Krishna. 是的，你说都对。
The holy name is Krishna. Awesome.
圣名也是 Krishna。
So when you have many devotees or many brand new people, after they hear the kirtan, oh, that beautiful song, it's beautiful, it's so beautiful, 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 beautiful.
有很多新人，当他们听到 kirtan 就被迷住了，那声音，他们 kirtan 的声音多么美呀，然后那奉献者长得多美呀，这一切多么美丽呀。
Well, beauty, Krishna is everywhere. When we read the Bhagavad Gita, it's so beautiful, just the words, the poetry of it. So, this Krishna's beauty is all pervasive. Even we can appreciate the beauty of the material world as long as we remember that Krishna is the artist.
当中的 Krishna 的这些诗节也是的那么美丽。Krishna 的美丽是遍布万事万物的。即便在物质世界，当我们看到美丽的景象，我们能够想到 Krishna 是艺术家。
There are many things in the material world that are very beautiful. But if we just trying to enjoy them separately from Krishna, we won't get much pleasure. We'll come and go.
在物质世界也有美景，但如果我们想单独的去享受的话，没有 Krishna 的情况下享受的话，这种它是短暂的，它来来去去。
But we can appreciate the beautiful things as long as we understand this is Krishna's creation. And it's just a tiny sample of the beauty of the spiritual world. It's a reflection.
当我们欣赏到这些创造的美景，我们可以联想到这只是 Krishna 的美丽的一个小小的样本。只是 Krishna 美丽的折射而已。
So, thank you. Devotees are beautiful, also they have beautiful hearts. They're trying to help people.
奉献者们也是美丽的，他们有美丽的心灵，努力帮助别人。
Yes, that's why we put pictures of Krishna. When people see the picture of Krishna, they're always amazed how beautiful.
所以奉献者们就把 Krishna 的图片就放在那里，当人们看到 Krishna 的美丽，就深受吸引了。
All right, thank you.
好吗？谢谢您。下一个问题。 仍然是来自 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题。Krishna 简直不可思议。佛家梵歌第九章诗节四至六，难以理解，稀里糊涂。理解 Krishna 难上加难，怎么办？还需要了解 Krishna 吗？Krishna is so inconceivable. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse 4 to 6, it's very hard to understand. We felt bewildered. What to do? Still we need to understand Krishna?
It's a chinsha veda veda tattva. Chinsha means inconceivable. The more we learn about Krishna, the more we can see. We can't understand him. He's too unlimited.
Yes, this is achintya, 不可思议的，是 achintya veda veda tattva. 我们越是了解 Krishna, 就越不理解，因为 Krishna 是无限的。
So that's what Jiva Goswami taught us. That unless we accept the inconceivable potency of Krishna, we can never understand Krishna. But when we accept the inconceivable potency, we are admitting we can't understand Krishna because he's inconceivable and unlimited, and we're limited.
希望告诉阿米说，除非一个人他接受，就是 Krishna 他的能量是他有着不可思议的能量，否则话很难理解 Krishna。我们必须得承认，Krishna 是不可思议的，他是无穷无尽的，我们是有限的。
All right, so that's a good question.
这个问题是好问题。
The more we hear these things, especially those verses, those are, I call the Achintya Veda Veda Tattva Slokas, in chapter 9, verse 4 up to 9, I think. But they're really, it's very simple, but then it makes us realize howUnlimitedly great Krishna is beyond hope. But he's giving, examples compared to the material world so we can get some idea.
We, 当我们聆听到就是这样的诗节，就像《薄伽梵歌》第九章诗节四到九，虽然非常简单。但是我们觉悟到 Krishna 是无限伟大的，他超越了一切的范畴，他只是举了物质世界的一个简单的例子，就给了我们一些点滴的概念。好吗？下一个问题，下一个问题是阳光灿烂，顶拜咕噜的莲花族，请问《薄伽梵歌》第八章十师节讲的六轮瑜伽也可以到达至尊者的居所，最后一句讲人在有生之年应该通过瑜伽修习超然，这个超然该如何理解？Obeisance to Guru's lotus feet. A question that in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse 10, mentions six chakra yoga can also attain the abode of the Supreme Lord. In the last sentence, it's mentioned that in one's lifetime, one should attain transcendence through yoga practice. So how can we understand this? 代表 transcendental.
What verse are you talking?
8:10.
8:10. Well, how can we understand it by practicing and experiencing it? But I'll try to give some explanation. One who at the time of death kisses is right there. This one. 8:10. Ba.
Yes. Yes. Antishu. Yes.
And by when undeviating mind engages itself in remembering Krishna. Well, yeah, well that's not easy. We can understand it. To believe it's another thing because, you know, we think, oh, it's, but if we, that means we have to practice. This chapter, there are several verses like that. Whatever we remember at the time of death, that's what we'll get. So if we can remember Krishna, we're going to get Krishna. But in order to remember at the time of death, we have to remember at the time of life. We can't just go on ignoring Krishna our whole life and then remember him at the time of death.
So, 这个理解就是说，我们不仅要理解，还要修行。在佛教梵歌当这个章节当中有类似的诗节，讲到无论一个人在临死的时候想到什么样的情景，下一世他必到达那情景。 所以无论人临终的时候想到什么，他必然就得到达那。那我们为了临死的时候想着 Krishna， 必须活着的时候就练习想着 Krishna， 不可能一辈子都想着别的，临死的时候想 Krishna。
Krishna Guru very merciful. So if we are trying in lifetime, regularly, daily, doing our devotional practices. Sadhana and following the principles, no matter what, at the time of death, Krishna in the heart will make sure he'll remember us. It's been asked, like, what if a devotee forgets Krishna? Krishna says, I remember the devotee. He doesn't forget whatever we did for Krishna.
Krishna Guru 是非常仁慈的，如果我们在有生之年努力的，就每天，去规范的做我们的 sadhana， 遵守四项规范原则 ，Krishna 会记住我们，即便我们忘记 Krishna， 无论奉献者为 Krishna 做了什么点滴的服务，做了什么服务 ，Krishna 都会记住我们的。 The next one?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay, 下一个问题, 仍然是Rajanupabu的问题。 Krishna是美丽的, 与Krishna有关的一切都是美丽的, Krishna的奉献者也是美丽的, 怎么能看到Krishna的奉献者的美丽, 而放弃对奉献者的吹毛求疵, 怎么能看到我们生活中的美丽，而放弃抱怨和挑剔？谢谢您。 Krishna is beautiful, and everything related to Krishna is also beautiful. The devotees of Krishna should be also beautiful. How can we see the beauty of devotee and give up fault finding with devotee? How can we see guilty in our life and give up, complain, and so fault finding, unsatisfied.
How can we? That's it. So many questions.
The first part is that everything about Krishna is beautiful. How can we only see the beauty of a devotee and give up fault finding, seeing the faults from devotees? This is the first part.
By reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
阅读圣典牟迦尔谈。
And then we can see the soul. The soul is beautiful.
我们看到的就只剩下灵魂了，灵魂是美丽的。
And we can see the heart of the devotee. You know, if we're just looking at the body, if we're looking for fault, you will find fault.
如果我们只看这个躯体，我们还要看奉献者的心灵。人要是想找错，总会有错误的。So, the next part is, how can we see the beauty in our life and do not complain about anything in our life?
Practice. We get what we're looking for.
你敲门，门就会打开。你想寻找什么，就能找到什么。我们所得到的，都是我们在找的。
So, you know, if we're looking for fault, we'll find it. If we're looking for good, we'll find it. So, just like if you're looking for beautiful flowers, like a honeybee, they find flowers and they find some nectar in any flowers, even tiny flowers that we can't even see.
如果想找错误，就能得到错误；但是找好优点，就能得到好的。就像蜜蜂它总在寻找美丽的花朵，即便是一朵小花，蜜蜂也会飞过去吸食花蜜。
So, and if we're like to fly.Looking for stool, looking for infections, looking for dirt, we'll find that also.
而苍蝇在寻找的是粪便，寻找的是脏土，还有那些不洁的地方。
So you might have noticed, like if you have a lot of flies in your house, if you just clean really good,They go away. They like dirty places. So if we like to find dirt, Krishna in the heart will help us find dirt.
我们可以留心有这样的现象。屋子里如果有苍蝇的话，我们彻底清洁了房间，苍蝇就会飞走，因为苍蝇它在寻找肮脏的地方，所以如果我们想找土的话，内心当中 Krishna 会帮助我们去寻找那肮脏的土。
All right. So that's how we have to pray to Krishna, help me. I want to find good things. If you're looking for trouble, you find it. We get what we're looking for.
我们要祈祷 Krishna 快帮助我吧，我想要找好的优点。如果我们找的，我们所要找的是什么，我们最后就能得到我们要寻找的。
That's the science. Look for Krishna.
寻找 Krishna, 这是一门科学。
So if we're looking for Krishna everywhere, we'll find him. If we're looking for Maya, we'll find Maya.
如果我们寻找 Krishna, 就能找到 Krishna. 如果我们在探索 Maya, 我们就能得到 Maya.
All right. Look for the Bhagavad Gita and read it. Look for the Srimad Bhagavatam and read it. Right?
寻找博伽梵歌要加以阅读，寻找博伽瓦坛加以阅读。The next one. The next one is from this devotee PPLU. 顶拜敬爱的 Gurudev, 请问博伽梵歌 10.37 要旨中，不是以 Krishna 能量为存在的基础，都是 Maya, 请问如何理解？Maya 就是幻象吗？ Obeisance to dear Gurudev, in Bhagavad Gita 10.37, purport, it mentions that everything that's not based on Krishna's energy is Maya. How to understand that? Is Maya illusion?
What did you say? The Maya bodies?
This devotee want to understand how is Maya equal to illusion?
Yeah, definitely. Maya is illusory energy.
肯定的 ，Maya 是。虚幻能量。
So she makes unreal things look real. She makes us think that we can enjoy separately from Krishna if we want that.
她让不真实的事情看上去就像真实的。如果我们想脱离 Krishna 单独享受的话，Krishna 也会安排。
All right. In Krishna's reality, so if we keep Krishna in the front, Maya is divine.
如果我们
Maya will never go in front of Krishna.So if we're keeping Krishna in front of us, Maya will be behind Krishna.
Samskaras are meant to create a certain imprint, impression in your mind. So let today put all your training, all your experiences, everything that you hear today, wishes, all blessings, let that leave a mark in your mind, which will be remembered for the rest of your life, which is a constant.Source of your inspiration and drive to guide you through your life.
如果我们
become great personalities, we talk about those the training that you have. And even I had doubts. I remember I asked, is he actually great?
他永远不会站在 Krishna 的前面。
Well, Krishna, this is what
Maharaj
real
姑那儿有其他的声音放出来，提醒一下姑姑。
Up your side, there are some devotees seek to say something.
But you can control your reaction.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, there seems to be some devotee giving lecture on your side.
I don't understand. But some devotees didn't, what?
No. Because beside your voice, there are somebody else's voice. Okay, now it's better.
No. No, it's not.
Okay. Just now, there are some other voice. Now it's okay.
Okay.
So, He mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita 10:37, this devotee want to understand one sentence in the purport. That is how to understand.
All right, let me look it up.
Yes, 10.
37?
37.
In which sentence? Which sentence?
The question that in the purport there is a sentence that everything is Maya. That is not based on the energy of Krishna. But I didn't find this sentence in this verse.
I don't find it either.
Hare Krishna, 即 Guru 说他没有找到您的这句话，就十点三十七钥匙这句话。
I don't know.
Okay, the next question.
Yeah.
那我们下看下一个问题。Ishvari Devadasi 顶拜咕噜，在电视剧《Shri Krishna》里，当 Krishna 显现，所有首要半神都想去看 Krishna 的婴孩形象。主 Shiva 看 Krishna， 看至尊主遭到雅士顿妈妈拒绝，怎么主 Brahma 又哭了呢？不认识主了吗？我们在休息中是不是也会经常出现不认识主或对主产生很多困惑？这种现象主要表现在哪些方面呢？连主 Brahma、Indra 都会这样，那我们这些堕灵魂是不是常处于危险中了吗？感恩咕噜。So the question is that a business guru.In there's a when the Shri Krishna was appeared, there's a in the television she saw that when Krishna appeared, every principal demigods went to see Krishna's baby form, and Lord Shiva was refused by Mother Yashoda. And beside that, how can Lord Brahma bewildered?And cannot recognize the Supreme Lord. In our practice, we also
have to show us.
Yeah.
To show us the power of Maya. we can also become bewildered.
主 Brahma 的困惑是为了表明 Maya 是多么有力量，我们也会被困惑。She further asked, so what's the manifest?
What was the first part?
The first part, the Lord Shiva was refused when she went to see the Supreme Lord, the baby form. Lord Shiva was refused, rejected by Yashoda mother.
Yeah, you want to hear that story?
那你们想听这个消时光吗？
You want to hear that story?
那姑姑问您想不想听这个消时光？
So, you want to hear it?
There are some other questions following this part of the question. So, she asked,even Lord Brahma and Lord Indra were bewildered. Then what about us, fallen souls? Then we are very dangerous. We are all...
Their bewilderment was a lila to show us that anyone can become bewildered. We shouldn't be proud and think I'm all right.We have to always be praying to Krishna to help.
他们的困惑是 Krishna 消时光，这表明任何人都可能被困惑，所以我们不应该骄傲，我们应该祈祷得到帮助。
So in Shiva being refused, Shiva wasn't bewildered. Mother Yashoda was.
Mother Yashoda, 就当主 Shiva 去见 Krishna 婴儿形象的时候，就是主 Shiva 他没有困惑。
She was just trying to protect Krishna.
Shiva 只想保护 Krishna.
So Shiva, you know, he wanted to see the baby Krishna.
Shiva, 他主 Shiva 想见到小婴儿 Krishna.
And so he disguised himself, he changed his form to look like a nice Vrindavan sadhu.
主 Shiva 就变化了自己的身体，变成一个很好的 Vrindavan 的 sadhu 圣人。
But when he entered Vrindavan, the power of Vrindavan, his real form came out as Shiva with three eyes and snakes around his neck, and, you know, looking really wild.
可是当主 Shiva 一踏进 Vrindavan 的土地的时候，就又恢复了他的原初的样子，三只眼睛，脖子上还缠着一条蛇，然后他的样貌是非常的吓人的。
So, Mother Yashoda, you know, the brand new baby and all the mother, all she's doing is thinking to protect the baby.
那任何一个新生儿的母亲自然而然的就要保护自己的新生儿了。
So, when she saw Lord Shiva, she thought, you know, this will scare my baby. It's too frightening looking. She didn't realize it was Lord Shiva. She just was thinking, you know, Krishna will be scared. My baby will be scared.
Yashoda 妈妈一见到主 Shiva 的这个样子，就担心，就心想，这个样子一定会吓到我的孩子的，我的宝宝的。所以他不希望他 他并不认识主 Shiva， 也并不就并没有对主 Krishna 了解主 Krishna 的真正地位，他只是想作为星矢作为母亲保护自己的婴儿。
So she said no, the baby will get scared. And she gave him a big plate full of jewels. But he didn't care for any of that. He only wanted to see Krishna.
母亲亚修的母亲呢就拒绝了主席了。他只是给了主 Shiva 布施了一大盘珠宝，但是主 Shiva 并不急，可不想要珠宝，他只想见到 Krishna。
So he went away, and Krishna just started crying, crying, crying like anything.
主 Shiva 就很失望的走了， Krishna 就开始哭，一直的哭个不停。
So Mother Yashoda couldn't understand, but then somebody told her maybe you offended the sadhu, and that's why Krishna's crying.
母亲亚修的不明白。自己的孩子为什么哭成这样子，有的人就提醒他，也许你冒犯了一位萨杜圣人。
So they went and found that sadhu, Shiva, and they brought him back. And when Krishna saw him, Krishna just became so happy.
他们就派人回去寻找这位萨杜，就把他带了回来。当 Krishna 一见到主 Shiva， 就开心起来，笑了起来。
Okay. So when someone like Shiva, that's not real bewilderment like Arjuna.Krishna just made him seem bewildered so that he could, ask the questions so that we can hear Bhagavad Gita.
像主 Shiva, 像 Arjuna 这样的人，他们都不会真正的困惑了。Krishna 只是让 Arjuna, 表现得很困惑的样子，而借此来讲述《薄伽梵歌》。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And to show us that, because sometimes people think, like Lord Shiva, when he was chasing Mohini Murti, he ran through the rishis' ashrams. And then they could realize that, material nature is very dangerous. Even their Lord Shiva, who they worship,And they're thinking they're completely safe, they're hiding out in the forest and everything. But they can see and become more careful.
主 Shiva 他见到主的某一尼穆提的形象之后，就发生了一系列的事件，然后主 Shiva 呢就被某一尼穆提的形象给拽的到处走。然后他就经过了所有的森林中那些圣人们的阿爽，这些圣人们一看到他们所崇拜的主 Shiva 这个样子，就能明白，哦，原来躲在这样的我的物质自然是这么的强大有力，连他们崇拜的主都被搞成这个样子，所以躲在他们在这个深山老林里，在山里在修行也要多么小心呢、啊、
Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, that's all. No more questions.
Maharaj, no, there's no more questions.
Really? Okay. That's nice to hear. Thank you very much.
好，非常感谢大家。
So Rong Yao Gui Yu Ju Gui De Feng Fei. So Rong Yao Yao Gui Yu Ju Gui Feng Fei.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Gaur Nityananda, Hare Hare Go.
Hare Hare Go. 百坤的知音服务员聆听，非常感谢圣卡尔昌斯阿米给我们带来精彩讲课和对问题耐心回答，感谢萨提玛大姐的主持和安排的评盘，感谢所有奉献者的聆听和提出的好问题。深深顶拜所有聚会的奉献者 Vaishnava， 祝大家有个 Krishna 之节的一天。 Hare Krishna。